AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden meant it when he said,
"We will hunt you down and make you pay."
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
The president says the mission goes on to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies from the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. service members were killed in what the Pentagon says was one suicide attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there is a threat of more attacks. The goal? To protect
the lives of our troops and, of course, the lives of evacuees, and trying to continue to get as many out as possible.
Ida is now a hurricane near Cuba. It could reach the Gulf Coast on the anniversary of the destructive Hurricane Katrina. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
If the forecast holds up,
Hurricane Ida is going to make landfall on August 29th there, which is the 16-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Brian McNulty, who's a hurricane researcher at the University of Miami.
There's a chance for quite a lot of intensification, where we could be looking at a Category 3 or 4 hurricane.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system. However, she also pointed out what's improved since Katrina, which was a Cat 3 storm.
Science has changed based on our ability to get more accurate information from the National Weather Service. So we have, and our communications have been improved as well over time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The CDC says the number of coronavirus cases and deaths are up. White House Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're working to get kids 12 and up vaccinated.
The vaccination rate among adolescents is growing faster than any other age group.
A review ordered by President Biden shows intelligence agencies remain divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about it before the start of the pandemic. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. The tourism industry is struggling during the pandemic in San Francisco.
And the international tourists in San Francisco account for probably close to 500,000 a week between Asia, South America, and Europe.
Jay Altman with Lola San Francisco says there are no conventions in the city.
We lost cruise ships every day, no cruise ships.
It doesn't make up for the loss of international tourists, but Americans like Akash Besathuni from Michigan are visiting San Francisco.
I think like round trip, you pay like $130, which is really cheaper than what we spend on gas to get here from the airport. So yeah, car rental like wasn't too bad. And most of us haven't really like been around SF in like a while.
Bike shop owner Jeff Sears misses international business.
We can go visit their countries and they cannot come here. It doesn't seem equitable. It doesn't seem to make any sense. So we really look forward to the negotiations that are going on.
The push continues for the U.S. to open up the borders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.